Welcome to the Travel Pulse Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Bowman, the executive editor of TravelPulse.com. Travel mostly comes down to two simple things, a FOMO bucket list and financing it. Am I right? This is why TravelInsured.com is travel protection that can help with those big trip decisions. You'll love how customizable the coverage is, which helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. Get going with an easy online quote, and depending on the plan and availability, upgrade with the cancel for any reason add-on benefit for an extra cost. The best part is, with protection that meets the moment, it's easy to say yes to new adventures at TravelInsured.com. What's up, everyone? Today is Tuesday, April 30th. Happy Travel Tuesday and happy Magellan Awards season. The Magellan Awards are now open for entries. They honor creativity and innovation in every facet of the travel industry. Suppliers, advisors, learn more and get your entries in by May 17th, early bird deadline at travelweeklyawards.com. We got a fun show for you guys today. We're going to be talking big travel news, a lot going on, and diving into what is Cruise World and what you need to know about that with two guests joining me later on the show, Kat Brask, Marketing Director at North Star Travel Group, and Latasha Henderson of 2B1 Travel by Dream Vacations. But before we get into that, we're going to dive into the news and what's been trending in the world of travel in the last week, as we do for every episode here on the podcast. In case this happens to be your first time listening, we thank you for joining in. So let's get to it on what's been trending. We begin with big brands are celebrating Global Travel Advisor Day. Global Travel Advisor Day is May 1st, and May is Travel Advisor Month. So a lot of brands coming together to honor and celebrate you and all your hard work, all my Travel Advisor listener friends out there. First up was the Travel Pulse Instagram contest that we partnered with a bunch of top suppliers in there. If you haven't seen that in the last week, there's still time to get to entering in that. We got Virgin Voyages, United Airlines, G Adventures, Globus Family of Brands, Viking, Holland America Line, Palladium Hotel Group, and Princess Hotels and Resorts showing their support for the advisor community in such an epic way, offering up free prizes for you travel advisors out there. I'll be announcing the winners at 12 p.m. Eastern on May 1st, so you still have time to get your entries in over on the Travel Pulse Instagram page. If you're listening to this podcast after May 1st, though, be sure to subscribe so you'll be notified when new episodes drop. There's going to be tons of great deals, though, all month long for advisors. As I said earlier, May is advisor month. So you got Windstar Cruises, Rental Escapes, Disney, and so many more. I've already dropped information and more will be coming out. A lot of suppliers wait until May 1st to announce their thing. And May might be a little short window of, you know, a little benefits or perks or something like that. But, you know, something is better than nothing, right? So there's going to be tons of deals. We posted a roundup on Travel Pulse. You can head over to the site and check that out, or Google Travel Advisor Day deals, and we should pop up there once we get that live. And travel advisors, though, never forget, you are the core of the travel industry. According to a study by Focusrite, travel advisors facilitated a remarkable $115 billion in bookings last year alone. So shout out to you, travel advisors. And I love to see big brands come together and support advisors. Speaking of big brands coming together, Hard Rock, they announced a new partnership with Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises. Pretty cool. It was a Friday news, you know, morning dump there, which just absolutely exploded up on a lot of people really excited and interested about this. It's a massive new loyalty program deal with the cruise lines. Travelers who are members of the brand's loyalty programs will be able to take advantage of perks and discounts, having access to reciprocal benefits across all the brands here. Perhaps the coolest perk, though, in this partnership is that the high-level Hard Rock loyalty members will receive an annual complimentary cruise on select ships and itineraries with Royal and Celebrity, obviously, and then premium tier Club Royal and Blue Chip members over with the cruise lines. They're going to receive complimentary trips at select Hard Rock hotels and casinos around the world. So that's just a fantastic way for these brands to honor their best customers, really. I mean, the high-level loyalty members here, it might just incentivize, too, some other people out there to reach that new level of the loyalty program to say, hey, I want a free trip. How do I get a free trip? Oh, just book a bit more with Hard Rock or Royal. Or yeah, I can do that. You know, some people out there can. Some people can't. But it's still nice to see when big brands come together. We all benefit when big travel brands come together. You may not be able to reach, you know, that high-level loyalty membership of either one of these brands, but if you are a loyalty member on these brands and you do some travels, or to my travel advisors, if you've got clients out there, you know, they're going to want to be in on this, get some, everybody loves perks and discounts on that. So love to see that coming together. In other travel news, we segue over to air travel now, and the U.S. government issued a new set of refund and fee transparency rules for airlines. now going to require American carriers to provide automatic cash refunds within days of flights being delayed significantly or outright canceled. Carriers and ticket agents must be transparent about charges for checked and carry-on bags and canceling or charging a reservation. On airline websites, all fees must be listed when travelers see the price and schedule. The DOT estimates the new rules will save American travelers more than $500 million annually. Asta, on the other hand, they've got these new airline rules saying that can negatively impact travel advisors, though. As Asta President Zane Kirby said, quote, "We agree with the DOT for that far too long, consumers have borne the brunt of airline bad behavior. Fortunately, those who use a travel advisor know that they have someone in their corner working tirelessly to obtain their refund when travel plans go south. But to put the onus on providing that refund on small business merchants of record will be catastrophic to the industry. Merchant of record transactions make up a significant portion of business for many small agencies in our industry, especially those who specialize in group travel. This is a clear case of federal agency overcorrecting a problem," end quote. Yeah, keep fighting the good fight, Asta. You know, not great here for the advisors out here. Good for the consumer overall, but a little bit more work and will impact advisors on there. So Asta has been trying to, you know, push for that aspect of these new rules to be more clear and defined on that. But yeah. Speaking of the government, though, the U.S. government has agreed to new details of the Federal Aviation Administration reauthorization bill. Say that five times fast. This new reauthorization bill prioritizes investments in strengthening aviation safety standards, enhancing consumer protections, advancing technology and innovation, and building a modern, well-trained, safety-centric workforce. As part of the new legislation, the FAA would receive more than $105 billion in appropriations for fiscal years 24 through 2028, while the NTSB will be allotted $738 million for the same period. That's a lot of money there over, you know, 4-year stretch. Let's hope they continue to improve the things the way that they say they want to, because we love things, you know, like strengthening aviation safety standards. We love that. Hey, we want to see more air traffic controllers. We want to see more pilots. We want these shortages to stop. So this is going to help. We're on the right track, right? Moving over to destination news, Venice, they launched a tourism fee pilot program that kicked off last week. We've talked about this on the podcast for a while. As it kicked off, though, over the weekend, there was some chaos and confusion, literally on day one, and it carried over. Oh, man, last Thursday was when it officially rolled out. It's a €5 or $5.40 tax to day trippers as part of the trial program to mitigate the strains of overtourism. Again, this is day trippers. You're coming in for a single day visit, likely off a cruise, you know, that's what it's for. The initiative is set to remain in effect on 29 select peak days through July. So Italy has determined, you know, Venice has determined which days are the peak days when a lot of people are coming in. They want to put this in place so it's not every single day all the time. That might have just been easier, but I digress. Anyway, it's an overall aim, though, to make the city, which, you know, as many of us know and time has been talked about even before the pandemic, and now it's even amplified even more. The city is routinely overrun with tourist sightseers, and they're trying to make it more livable for local residents. However, the move triggered some widespread discontent, with much of it coming from the residents the program is supposed to protect, right? According to reports out there, many locals did not believe that charging an entrance fee is the solution to Venice's over-tourism problem. So on Thursday, when it kicked off, hundreds of residents, hundreds of people who opposed this, they took to the streets to protest. It wasn't long before chaotic scenes erupted among the crowd, though. Some of them began clashing with riot police. Other dissenters brandished signs and banners that read no to ticket and yes to houses and services for all, according to reports. So critics contend that the fee impedes upon the principles of freedom of movement, also saying that the small amount being charged will fail to serve as an adequate deterrent to day trippers. The fee's introduction also triggered immediate frustration for tourists too, though. Single day visits need to pay, overnight visitors don't, and they still need to register their status, though, to be able to just show ticket inspectors. And that's something that many didn't realize that they needed to do, and that caused, you know, some frustrations and confusion on that. So single day tourists who visit Venice on specific peak days are now required to purchase tickets either online or in person at designated booths to gain admittance to the city. Anyone who fails to register runs the risk of being intercepted by ticket inspectors, who may impose fines ranging from €50 to €300. Although city residents are exempt from the admission fee requirement for the ticketed area, they still are obligated to make online bookings, which is a stipulation that has quickly become a source of contention on this. So what a cluster on this. This was a lot. I know I read a lot there, but essentially, residents not too happy with this. You're not charging that much. I mean, Venice, you know, they're trying to find a way to make it work, but those that are actually in power makes you wonder, you know, how much do they really want to limit the tourism on this? You know, there's a lot going on with this. It's a difficult thing to try to figure out to make it work. You know, charging more money might deter more people from actually visiting, which is what the residents want. Your people, if you're in the government there, those are your people. We got to help them out. It's a delicate balance between that and, you know, appeasing to tourists and having tourism, you know, continue to provide money for your destination and all the residents living there. But they're struggling on this, and maybe they need to just switch over and just do some bans and curfews and things like Amsterdam's doing. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how it all shakes out for Venice. We know it's going to be a crowded time in Europe this summer. There's no doubt about that. So do other destinations decide to input tourist fees as they experience too many crowds watching this summer? And yeah, I won't be surprised if many of them do. I think a lot of eyes over in Europe right now are on Venice to see how they're handling this and what ways can they take from this and implement it on their own side. It's going to be an interesting summer, folks. That is for sure. Speaking of Europe, though, U.S. travel to Europe is surging. 34% increase in the number of Americans venturing across the Atlantic this summer compared to the same period of last year. So it's going to be booming. And some of the destinations that are actually trending in that area, if you are headed there, obviously Paris, France, no surprise. We've got the Olympics coming up. That came in at number two on Allianz's list that they had on here. London, England was number one for the consecutive years there. Dublin, Ireland, three. Edinburgh, Scotland, coming in and cracking the top five. They were not in the top five last year, but they cracked out at four here. And then Rome, Italy at five. So no surprise on that, on the top five. I mean, those are always, you know, really big ones that Italy is cracked in the top five. Little surprise, I guess, that Scotland's jumping in. So good for Scotland. Haven't been there. Would love to. I know many people who have, and I'm very jealous every time I see pictures of Scotland. It is absolutely gorgeous. But all I got to say is if you're headed there this summer, you know, pack your patience because it's going to be a busy one if you're headed to any of those destinations. Rounding out the trending news, we head over to the theme park capital of the world, Orlando, Florida, as Universal, they announced their new DreamWorks Land, which is featuring Shrek, Trolls, and Kung Fu Panda. They finally announced an opening date, and it's going to come out June 14th. That's when we'll be able to have access to finally checking out that land, which is very exciting. There's a lot to love about Shrek. I mean, my daughter loves Trolls. Kung Fu Panda is very entertaining too. They're going to have a restaurant themed around that, and which is going to be delicious. I love Asian food. So I think that's going to be a big hit and something Universal really needed. I've talked about this on the podcast before, you know, but I'm really sitting on pins and needles right now, waiting for that Epic Universe opening date announcement. I mean, I want more details about Epic Universe. I know it's coming. Universal is teasing us about it, but I want to know, when is that opening? That's what I'm on edge for in my theme park news these days. So if you got any insights, you got any rumors, drop me a line. I love to hear from you out there. That is what has been trending in the world. A little bit of what has been trending in the world of travel. There's always so much. We can't get to it all here on the podcast as time can be limited. Any additional thoughts, though, on what we talked about here? Anything I missed? Anything you see buzzing around? You drop me an email, podcast@travelpulse.com. Now we're going to jump over to our interview segment on the show and learn all about Cruise World. One thing I pack before heading off? A plan to protect my big travel decisions. That's why travelinsured.com is travel protection that makes sense. It helps manage what you can't control from departure to arrival. The cost of a canceled cruise, a delayed flight, even getting sick or hurt. They're here so you can meet the moment there. The best part? You can hack your next getaway in seconds with a quick online quote and get next day coverage. It's easy to say yes to new adventures at travelinsured.com. And now joining me on the podcast is two lovely guests. We've got Kat Brask, Marketing Director at North Star Travel Group, and Latasha Henderson of 2B1 Travel by Dream Vacations. Welcome to the show, ladies.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So we're going to dive into all about Cruise World and what you need to know there. So Kat, we'll kick it off with you at North Star Travel Group. It is a North Star event. North Star is the parent company of Travel Pulse for anyone listening not familiar with that. But Kat, what is Cruise World for anyone unfamiliar?
Well, Cruise World is an annual event that brings together travel advisors from all over the US, as well as travel suppliers, from all different segments of the industry. So even though it is called Cruise World, we are based in Fort Lauderdale. It has a very strong cruise component to it, but it covers all areas of the travel industry. Tour operators are there, hoteliers, tourism boards and destinations, travel services and products that, could help you in your business. So it's taking place this year, November 6th through 8th at the Broward County Convention Center in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And we have across those 3 days, general sessions where you hear from industry leaders. We have workshops where you can sit down and get updates from various travel suppliers. We have peer-to-peer workshops where travel advisors are teaching other travel advisors about sales best practices, marketing strategies, those kinds of things. And then we have a one-day exhibitor showcase, which is sort of our signature part of Cruise World. And you can go around and shop for your clients. There are over 100 vendors that we have there that you can meet with. And then over the weekend, there are also ship tours where you have the opportunity to get on ships and see what they're like, get to see them firsthand. And it's really great, especially for those advisors who are from those landlocked states that don't always have the opportunity to get on board ships unless they're sailing on them themselves. So it's a great event. It happens every year in November, and we're really excited for this year.
Yeah, huge event that has continued to evolve over the years. And Latasha, from an advisor perspective, you know, you've gone now. How can this help advisors by attending this Cruise World event?
I think for me, it helps because you're establishing relationships. You're getting face-to-face time with the suppliers. You're meeting other, like your peers in the industry. So you're learning from each other. But that face time is critical because for me, sometimes it's like a family reunion. You're seeing these people maybe once a year, maybe twice if you're lucky. So you get that time with them to solidify those relationships and get to know their products. So it's great.
Super beneficial to connect. The industry relationships are so much. And Kat, you talked a little bit about the ship inspections. Can you tell us some of the ships that are going to be there this year? Because being able to walk around and see those ships is a massive, you know, get for a lot of these travel advisors out there.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have pretty much all the major cruise lines are represented. We'll have the Celebrity Reflection, the MSC Seascape, the Norwegian Joy, Royal Caribbean's Freedom of the Seas, Royal Caribbean's Icon of the Seas, the Seabourn Quest, which is exclusive to those participating in our STAR program, which we'll touch on later what the STAR program is, the Sun Princess, and the Carnival Celebration, and Celebrity Apex. That's what we currently have confirmed at this time. If you register for Cruise World now, you'll have the opportunity to pick one tour per day on, you know, Saturday or Sunday from those ships. But we are also getting additional ships confirmed with the cruise lines. You know, it takes a lot on their end to get, you know, all the logistics together. So we really appreciate that the cruise lines partner with us to be able to offer these because, you know, it's a lot of legwork on their end. So, so just keep looking at our website to see if we add any new ships in the near future.
Noted. Yeah, that's exciting. Some really awesome ships there. Icon of the Seas is a big draw for sure. Yeah. As that's one of the massive new ships that came out earlier this year. Had the opportunity to be on that. You can check out my review on Travel Pulse, but you can also go see it in person yourself if you haven't yet by attending Cruise World. So Kat, you mentioned the STAR program though. Can you talk a little bit more about that for anyone listening that needs to know?
Yeah. So the STAR program, it stands for Select Travel Advisor Recognition Program. And so we bring about 200 travel advisors to Cruise World that are partially hosted by Travel Weekly. We really think it's very important that travel advisors continue to stay updated and educated on what's happening in the industry. So we invest back in the industry. And those who are in the STAR program, their registration is comped. They receive two hotel nights as well. And there are additional sort of features of Cruise World, one of those being, you know, access to certain ship inspections. We have some pre-event digital and virtual meetings that you can have with suppliers and some additional content. And then on site, we have a couple of star exclusive functions that happen. And so there is an application for it. Applications are currently open, so you can go on and apply. We always sell the program out. So we encourage people, if you are interested, to apply early so that you have the best shot. And the application is asks a lot about your business, how long you've been in business, what sort of mix you have in your business. And it is open to anybody. We have sort of buckets that we put individuals into. They are promising, developing, and established. And so we try to make sure that we have advisors that sort of fit each category so that the STAR program represents as a whole the, you know, larger snapshot of the travel advisor industry. So it's not just for new advisors. It's not just for seasoned advisors. Anyone can apply, but we are looking for advisors who want to grow their business, who are dedicated, who are full-time travel advisors. So if you go to our website, cruiseworldshow.com/STAR program, you'll be able to see what the requirements are and access the application.
Excellent. And Latasha, as a former STAR member program, can you tell us a little bit more about from your side of things as an advisor? How does that benefit by joining in that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, with the STAR program, you're getting inside access to these suppliers. Like Kat mentioned, you have the week before, we have some virtual sessions. You're getting personal one-on-one time with these suppliers. So that's amazing because at the event, everyone's there. It could be a little overwhelming. It's a lot of people. But when you get the chance to build that one-on-one relationship before the event even starts, they're looking for you. They're seeking you out. We get our STAR button. So we're walking around wearing our button. And the suppliers recognize that. There's something about you that's special. You're set apart. So they're seeking you out. They want to build relationships with you. We do roundtables. So again, you're getting that personalized time with the suppliers to build those relationships. We have a private room for like breaks. If you need to drop something off, take a break, make a private phone call. So, it's a lot of advantages. And like Kat mentioned, the registration being covered, the 2-night hotel stay, you can't beat that. So it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's really about elevating that Cruise World experience and just kind of taking it to the next level to really grow your business, as that's the point for you as an advisor to be there is to, get better and, get more money in that bank account that you've got going there and build that up. Latasha, what about Cruise World would you say has been your favorite parts, I guess beyond, STAR program and getting the relationships connecting? What else do you love about Cruise World? What stands out?
For me, what stands about Cruise World is those partners. I've met some partners that I would not have thought about, would not have known about, and I met them at Cruise World, either through the STAR program or at the event itself. It may not always be someone in your wheelhouse, someone you're looking for, but when you can find that hidden gem and provide something new and unique to your clients, that's always a plus. So you meet such a wide variety of people. So don't just go to the tried and true. I know Royal. I know, don't go to the standard people all the time. Of course, go and say hi, do your relationship building, but seek out those new vendors that you hadn't heard about, those unique small boutique companies. You'd be surprised. So that's what I love about it.
Yeah, and that goes beyond, the cruise aspect of things too, and where, part of that Cruise World aspect shines of it's more than just cruise companies that are there to really grow your business. So Kat, what about you? What's your fave part about Cruise World?
I think my favorite part, and you kind of mentioned this, it's like a big reunion. You get to see people that you maybe only see once or twice a year. So it's really awesome. And then you get to meet a lot of new people. I always love hearing from the executives and the leadership because it's really insider information that you're getting. And we see so many times that advisors will post on their social media accounts that, hey, I was just at Cruise World and I heard directly from, the president of Carnival Corporation or whatnot. And it gives you a clout as an advisor that like you're in the room with these people who are making decisions, who are, shaping the direction of the cruise industry. And we have executives from Sandals as well on stage, and all facets of the industry. But as an advisor, if your clients see that, they see that you're out there, they see that you're getting educated, they know that you're being trained and you're staying up to date and that you have connections to these people, they're going to want to book through you because they see your expertise. So I think the fact that all of these executives make time in their busy schedules to come to Cruise World to meet with and speak to all of the advisors is so unique and so special. And it really, you know, you get that access to them at Cruise World.
Yeah, which is huge for just having that, you know, to showcase around, like you said, that, you know, to your social media stuff and hearing from the presidents. That's on my side. That was, you took my favorite thing as well, just because from the news side of things, you get so much news updates too. And those, when you hear, you know, Josh Weinstein and Jason Liberty of Royal Caribbean as well, and Norwegian too. So it, John Chernesky too. And so last year we did Travel Pulse Travia. We launched a trivia showcase at Cruise World, which was a lot of fun. I hosted that. So that might be my new favorite thing. If we can bring that one back later on this year, it might be, if you're attending, you might see me, you know, posing some trivia questions to people out there. So if we bring that back, Latasha, I got to get you on and we'll ask some travel trivia questions your way. Test that trivia knowledge.
Those questions are a little tough. I don't know.
They were too tough. I mean, it was, you know, where's Mount Rushmore? Who's on Mount Rushmore? I mean, that's, you know, shouldn't be that.
Yeah, I don't know if I could answer that.
On the spot. Kat is Googling right now. Oh, this has been great though. Latasha, as we wrap up on the podcast here, what's your closing advice to travel advisors out there selling cruises and, you know, being at Cruise World, and anything you want to pass on to our listeners?
Yeah, I would say my advice to you is get out there and experience it. Get on the cruise ships, take those trips to those destinations. You have to experience it. You can't go everywhere. I mean, the world is a very big place, but the more you can get out and travel and experience it for yourself, the trainings are great. Virtual learning is great, but doing it hands-on and experiencing it, there's nothing like it. Then you can speak to it, and the passion you'll have for it will resonate, and your clients will see that. They'll receive that from you. So you'll give them that additional edge.
Yeah, you sell what you know, right? First-hand experience is key. So, Kat, give us the plugs one more time. Where can people go to the website and follow the social medias for Cruise World?
CruiseWorldShow.com is our website. You can register there. You can look at the schedule, look at the ship tours, you know, see all that we have to offer. You can apply for the STAR program there. And then our social handles at Cruise World Show on Instagram. You can find us on Facebook, follow us on Facebook. We post updates about, you know, new ships being added, new sessions being announced, our price deadlines, because, you know, the earlier you register, the lower rate you'll have. And if you are hosted, do check with your host agency. We partner with all of the major host agencies for discounts on registration, so they all have, you know, unique codes to their organization. We hope to see you there November 6th through 8th.
Excellent. And Latasha, anything you want to plug where people can follow you on social media or get in touch with you in case anyone wants to reach out and learn more about Cruise World as well?
Yeah, absolutely. My handle on Facebook is 2B1Travel at Dream Vacations. So you can find me there, or on Instagram is 2B1.travel. You know how to get funky with the name. So, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for both of you for joining and talking Cruise World here and travel.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thanks, Eric.
Thanks for having us.
That does it for this episode of the Travel Pulse podcast. Stay tuned for next week as we'll be talking about all-inclusives and a special new resort coming in Cancun there you want to learn more about. So stay tuned. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.